Hallo, ich bin Martin Tetzlaff vom Sportpodcast Plattsport. Am 23. Februar finden vorgezogene Bundestagswahlen statt. Und es ist entscheidend, dass du wählen gehst. Denn die Zeiten sind ernst und es steht viel auf dem Spiel. Antidemokratische Kräfte bedrohen unsere Freiheit, wie zum Beispiel auch die Möglichkeit zu haben, einen Podcast wie diesen zu produzieren, den du jetzt gleich hören wirst. Damit wir weiterhin in einer freien und toleranten Gesellschaft leben können, ist es wichtig, am 23. Februar nicht zu Hause zu bleiben, sondern wählen zu gehen und einer Partei deine Stimme zu geben, die mit unserem Grundgesetz übereinstimmt. Es ist wichtig für dich und uns alle, dieses hohe Gut des Wahlrechts wahrzunehmen. Darum gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Geh wählen.
Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Getting Naked by Patrick Lencioni. When was the last time you felt truly vulnerable? Picture this. You're in a high-stakes business meeting, surrounded by seasoned professionals, all analyzing your every move. Your palms are sweaty, your heart is pounding, and the pressure to perform is overwhelming. In this moment, you wish you could shed the protective armor that society tells us to wear and expose your true self, flaws and all. But you hesitate, fearing judgment, rejection, and the potential consequences of being transparent. This all too familiar scenario is the essence of Patrick Lencioni's groundbreaking book, Getting Naked. Lencioni, renowned author and expert on organizational health, dives deep into the concept of vulnerability and authenticity in the workplace, challenging the conventional wisdom that tells us to hide our imperfections. He introduces a radical idea, the notion that by embracing our vulnerabilities and removing the masks we wear, we can achieve greater success and build genuine, lasting relationships. In illustrating his powerful message, Lencioni introduces us to fictional company, Janus Consulting. Through Janus's journey, we witness the transformative power of embracing vulnerability firsthand. We are introduced to Jack Bauer, a charismatic and driven consultant who excels at projecting perfection. Jack, however, is about to learn that true success and fulfillment lie in a different direction, one that requires him to strip away his perfectly constructed facade and embrace vulnerability like never before. As we follow Jack's evolution and observe the impact it has on his relationships, we encounter a series of insightful and relatable moments that enlighten and inspire. In one particular scene, Jack finds himself tasked with landing a high-profile client, a company he has been courting relentlessly. The potential client, Carl, is skeptical and challenging, making every attempt to poke holes in Jack's pitch. In response, Jack does something unexpected. He admits his flaws and openly shares a project mishap from his past. Rather than shrinking from the potential harm this could cause, Jack realizes that vulnerability can often disarm and humanize us in the eyes of others. Lencioni expertly demonstrates how this single act of genuine vulnerability changes the dynamics of the meeting, creating an environment where trust and authenticity can flourish. Carl, initially skeptical and guarded, begins to open up, sharing his concerns and hesitations. This newfound openness leads to a deep, meaningful conversation where both parties are able to address the underlying issues at hand, ultimately resulting in a successful collaboration between Janus Consulting and Carl's company. Throughout this captivating journey, Lencioni masterfully weaves together storytelling and practical advice, blending theory with tangible examples that resonate deeply within our own lives. Through Janus Consulting's trials and triumphs, we witness the power of vulnerability in strengthening relationships, cultivating trust, and ultimately achieving success that transcends mere numbers. So, if you find yourself yearning for a new approach to leadership, one that challenges the traditional notions of invulnerability, Getting Naked is a must-read. Get ready to shed the layers of protection and embrace the enormous potential that lies within your authentic self. Patrick Lencioni's profound insights will leave you inspired, invigorated, and eager to embark on a journey toward personal and professional growth. In the upcoming text, we will explore the top three significant concepts from this book. 1. To build strong client relationships, consultants must be vulnerable, honest, and willing to admit their mistakes and limitations. 2. Transparency and authenticity are essential in fostering trust with clients, and showing genuine empathy can create a deeper connection. 3. By shedding their egos, focusing on the client's best interests, and embracing their own humanity, consultants can provide extraordinary value and differentiate themselves in the market. Lencioni goes on to provide additional examples to further emphasize the importance of vulnerability and honesty in building strong client relationships. One such example involves a boutique consulting firm that was competing with a large, well-established firm for a client's business. During their initial meeting with the client, the boutique firm decided to be completely transparent about their limitations and the fact that they couldn't offer the vast resources of the larger firm. Instead of trying to oversell themselves or promising things they couldn't deliver, they focused on their strengths and what they could uniquely bring to the table. Surprisingly, the client appreciated their honesty and vulnerability. They were impressed by the boutique firm's authenticity and felt that they could trust them to provide unbiased advice. In contrast, the large consulting firm took a different approach. They attempted to impress the client with their size, experience, and comprehensive suite of services. However, the client saw through this facade and felt that the large firm was more interested in their own agenda and profits rather than genuinely helping the client achieve their goals. This example illustrates that clients value consultants who are willing to be honest about their limitations and focus on the client's best interests rather than their own. It's not about having all the answers or being the biggest and best, but rather about creating a genuine connection with clients based on trust and open communication. Lencioni also highlights the importance of vulnerability in handling difficult conversations with clients. He emphasizes the need for consultants to address conflicts, concerns, and issues head-on, rather than avoiding or sugarcoating them. Consultants must be willing to have uncomfortable conversations and provide constructive feedback, even if it means potentially upsetting the client in the short term. To illustrate this point, Lencioni shares a personal experience where he had to confront a client about their behavior and the negative impact it was having on the consulting engagement. He was initially hesitant to have the conversation, fearing that the client would react negatively or terminate the relationship. However, he realized that avoiding the issue would only lead to deteriorating trust and a less effective consulting engagement. When Lencioni finally had the conversation with the client, he was surprised by their response. The client appreciated his honesty and admitted that they were aware of their behavior but hadn't realized the extent of its impact. They were grateful that Lencioni had the courage to address the issue, as it allowed them to make the necessary changes and improve the working relationship. This example demonstrates that being vulnerable and addressing difficult conversations can actually strengthen client relationships. It shows clients that consultants care enough about their success to have uncomfortable conversations and provide honest feedback. It also creates an environment where issues can be acknowledged and addressed, leading to greater collaboration and better outcomes. In conclusion, Lencioni's book, Getting Naked, emphasizes the importance of vulnerability and honesty in building strong client relationships. Consultants must be willing to admit their mistakes and limitations, be transparent about their strengths and weaknesses, and address difficult conversations head-on. By doing so, they can create an environment of trust and openness with their clients, ultimately leading to long-term, meaningful relationships. Overall, vulnerability and honesty are key ingredients for success in the consulting industry.
Hallo liebe Hundefreunde, in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog erzählt uns Lisa, wie sie Raketenwissenschaft nutzen konnte, um ihren Pflegehund Mia auf ihr neues für immer Zuhause vorbereiten zu können. Was sich genau dahinter verbirgt, erfahrt ihr überall, wo es Podcasts gibt und natürlich bekommt ihr auch wieder viele gute Tipps von unserer Hundeexpertin Melanie Lippisch. Wir hören uns also bei
Iswas Dog. Ein Herrchen möchte lernen, seinen Hund besser zu verstehen. Mit Malte Asmus.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Hallo, ich bin Martin Tetzlaff vom Sportpodcast Plattsport. Am 23. Februar finden vorgezogene Bundestagswahlen statt. Und es ist entscheidend, dass du wählen gehst. Denn die Zeiten sind ernst und es steht viel auf dem Spiel. Antidemokratische Kräfte bedrohen unsere Freiheit, wie zum Beispiel auch die Möglichkeit zu haben, einen Podcast wie diesen zu produzieren, den du jetzt gleich hören wirst. Damit wir weiterhin in einer freien und toleranten Gesellschaft leben können, ist es wichtig, am 23. Februar nicht zu Hause zu bleiben, sondern wählen zu gehen und einer Partei deine Stimme zu geben, die mit unserem Grundgesetz übereinstimmt. Es ist wichtig für dich und uns alle, dieses hohe Gut des Wahlrechts wahrzunehmen. Darum gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Geh wählen.